This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Governor Jared Polis has issued an executive order in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. The order aims at giving legal protection to people who come to Colorado for abortions, as well as providers here who serve out-of-state patients. The executive order says Colorado will not participate in any out-of-state investigations involving abortion providers or recipients, as long as people followed Colorado state law. It also directs state agencies to use their authority to protect providers and patients. Workers at Denver's Meow Wolf are launching a unionization push, but face a long road ahead. CPR's Eden Lane has more.
Meow Wolf employees say 30% of workers have signed union cards. That's enough for them to file to have a vote to unionize, but they'll have to get a majority of workers to approve it before they can negotiate higher wages and working conditions. Nina Moldalski is a creative operator at Meow Wolf in Denver.
I feel like having this will make that a lot easier, and it'll create a much better sense of community and protection at my job.
In a statement, Meow Wolf says it, quote, respects our employees' right to organize. Denver workers may face a long battle. Meow workers in Santa Fe spent almost 2 years negotiating their first contract. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Coloradans should be prepared for severe weather across much of the state this afternoon. Forecasters expect monsoon moisture will combine with daytime heat to fuel thunderstorms, which will bring intense rainfall, hail, and high winds. 1 to 2 inches of rain could fall rapidly in the Interstate 25 corridor, as well as in western, southern, and eastern Colorado. These fast, heavy rains could bring flash flooding in urban and rural areas, including wildfire burn scars. Right now in Denver, it's 86 degrees with a few clouds. In Vail, it's 63 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.